You have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has become of America today. Picture this. You're going to be meeting up with George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin. They want to know what has happened to America, and the question that I have for you is, what will you say to them? This meeting will determine for our founding forefathers if what they sacrificed at so great a cost and gave their lives in the service of was all the well worth it. They want to know if the posterity that they entrusted their beloved country to had taken up the task with honor as to the preservation of our freedoms as a nation, our morals, principles, and the Christian values that this country was founded upon over 247 years ago. You would have to explain to them that this is not the same nation as to the one that they gave us. You would have to explain to them how 3,700 babies are murdered in the womb every day by their own mothers with the approval of all of those who stand by and do nothing. You would have to explain to them how men now marry men and women now marry women with government's consent, and how children in public schools are being violated every day by sexual predators. You would have to explain to them how blasphemy, fornication, and lewdness are now commonplace in our society as a whole. And despite all of this, the pulpits in America, for the most part, remain silent and have now become a reproach to the nation. You would have to tell them that drinking, gambling, lying, stealing, and doing whatever it is that you want, as long as it feels good, have become the status quo. Instead of a love for God, country, your fellow man, and doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, you would have to convey to them that the American people, again, for the most part, have stood down, tolerated, and enabled a tyrannical administration, which are now willing and knowingly destroying America. You would have to bring them up to speed on why the American people have tolerated criminal administration after criminal administration to remain without consequence to the numerous laws in which they have continuously transgressed. You would even have to explain to them how that now the government has their hooks into nearly every portion of our lives, even to the point where if we want to go fishing in our own lake outside our back doors, or build a fire outside our front doors, or own a gun, which is our God-given right protected by the Second Amendment, you now have to ask for and receive the government's permission by asking for a permit? What do you think after telling them all of this would be the look on their faces? Would it be sadness, disbelief, or shame? Would George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin experience deep sorrow in their hearts that they sacrificed so much for nothing? Was this the posterity that they fought so much for? A cowardly bunch of immoral men and women who stood down to tyranny, fell to immorality, and let the government control every angle of their lives? What would they be thinking after they heard all of this? I can only imagine. The disgrace the American people have brought upon the sacrifice of her forefathers because of her immoralities and unwillingness to fight the same battles that they did. After bringing our founding forefathers this news, the only thing a reasonable person could do would be to bow their heads in shame. What a disgrace! Not to mention the hundreds of thousands of men who have fought, bled, and died to preserve this great nation since the founding era. What would our founding fathers do in your position if they switched places with you today? If they had the opportunity to right the wrongs and fight against immorality in all forms of tyranny, how would they act? What would they do? Would they have let things get so bad as to the point where the American people have today? Would they have tolerated these long trains of abuses? History answers that question quickly enough. Absolutely not. Read the Declaration of Independence. Three quarters of that documentation is what our forefathers threw off concerning the tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, rightly stated, posterity, you will never know
George
how
Washington
much it
said during his farewell address,
September 19, 1796,
I hope you will make a good-
of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that, even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wow, friends, this is pretty amazing what's going on, isn't it? We have a friend out there who's a contributor named Michael Snyder over at thesonsoflibertymedia.com. He's asking the question, who's been spending enormous amounts of money to equip the protesters in Los Angeles with brand new riot gear? It's the same responsible party that's been responsible for crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis. I mean, when are the American people going to come to the point of taking responsibility for those that they know that are guilty of the crimes that are being committed? They have to create the crisis. It's called the Hegelian dialect. What they do, friends, is two step forwards, one step back. And folks, they've been doing that for decades in this country, for generations in this country, for centuries in this country. And how do you know when it's them? They're the ones profiting from the crisis that they've been creating. Just like the last one that you went through over the last 4 years. Michael asked the question, he said, if the protests in Los Angeles are supposed to be peaceful, why is brand new riot gear being trucked in and given to protesters? And why isn't this making front page news all over the country? That's a good question, isn't it? Here, I got another police officer that's finally catching on. I don't understand what it is that people don't understand and why it takes them so long to catch on as to what is going on. I mean, the American people, it takes them 3 and 4 years to finally catch up what's concerning what's going on and who's responsible for it. You know what's really making its rounds right now, Americans? No joke. Speaking about how slow people are in this country. You know what's interesting is that the streams... on media social outputs all over the country. You know what they are? The hot topic is September 11th. Showing video of eyewitnesses, of firemen, of policemen, of people that were still alive. And obviously those would be the eyewitnesses, but that actually lived through September 11th. Telling you exactly what we have never heard from the mainstream media a one time concerning what they eyewitnessed. Not a one. Folks, there's tons of them. There's tons of this. And guess what it all points back to? Who profited from September 11th more than your government did, friends? Your representative government. Who profited more? Nobody did. As I've said so many times, friends, a foreign government couldn't have dreamed of doing to Americans what it is that you've allowed your said representatives to come in. And if you want the proof that's in the pudding, that's all you have to do is go ahead and look at the Patriot Act. You better understand that that was your said representatives that created that bill. And at 3:30 in the morning, it was passed through and not one said representative read that bill. Not a one. And it should rightly be called the act of tyranny. Why? Because it undermines the U.S. Constitution. You always know who's responsible for what's going on as to who profits from what took place. Okay? So I'm asking the question as Michael is asking, and I'm making reference to his article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, he's asking the question, who's been spending enormous amounts of money to equip the protesters? Here, let me bring you over to my police officer friend. And I want you to listen carefully because these people are paying attention. This is thoughts from a former cop on the riots breaking out across America. Again, pay attention to the details.
Explain what I believe is happening and why they want you in a civil war. So in the next couple weeks, these are being planned right now, very well funded, very well organized. At a city near you, we're going to have a riot. It's not just protest, full-on riots. And if you watch this video, what's happening?
What you're witnessing right now, for those that can't see this on social media platforms, you have a bunch of military-aged men, you know, like the ones that Joe Biden allured into this country by force to the Mexican cartel and with the help of the Mexican president. That's all factual information. It's interesting, the video that we're looking at right now are the illegals throwing stones, military-aged men throwing stones at these agencies in their brand-new trucks, and they're doing absolutely nothing in response to it. Throwing more rocks.
Why aren't the police doing anything? Why aren't they stopping and arresting these people? Well, most of these agencies where these riots are happening are liberal-led agencies.
Okay, it's not an issue of liberal-led agencies, friends. It's unconstitutional agencies and individuals taking their orders outside of the Constitution. Therefore, they're acting on the behest of the illegals that are here in the first place by doing nothing to them. Hey, folks, when you withhold justice, you encourage the crime, and that's what this police officer's talking about.
Believe. Telling them to stand down. Why? Why are they dropping off bricks?
Everywhere. Did you hear that? America, hey, folks, this is exactly what happened during January 6th. And what was the message during January 6th? January 6th was nothing but a setup, friends. They were allured, they were led, then they were entrapped, and then accused of the crimes that the federal agencies were guilty of committing against them. But who was jailed? Over 1,200 Americans for exercising their First Amendment right. But you got to remember, friends, the message was, if you dare stand up against who we are and what it is that we mean to implement, this is what's going to happen to you too. That was their response. And that's the message that they gave then, and it's the same message that they give now. It's time for 345 million people to stand up and give their message that we're not going to deal with tyrants anymore. We're going to implement the way that our forefathers used to establish justice in this country by putting a rope around every one of their necks. And until that happens, friends, nothing's going to change in this country. Your government right now, these agencies are bringing out bricks and they're dropping them off all over the country, okay? And what they're using is those military-aged illegals that they allured into the country to what? Then, in turn, put on the show as if to suggest they're attacking. What are they hoping for? Just like he said, they're trying to create a civil war. They've been doing this for decades, friends. They're attempting to create domestic insurrection because they want the people to cry out for more government control. And that's what the government is waiting to hear from the American people so they can do just that. As I said yesterday, if you look at what we're supposed to be doing as a people in this country concerning illegals, we, the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, are the ones that are supposed to stop and repeal the invasion, as are we to put down the insurrections. Have you been called up by the federal government, friends? Nope. They're stealing your tax dollars, and they're creating these lawless thugs that have gone rogue to go ahead and do what it is that they mean to do. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. Yeah. If there's anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSradio.com.
That's right. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just covering something real quickly here, friends, and we'll see how this goes. It may be the whole show. You want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. The American people are being overrun by illegals, and they're still acting as if this is all well in hand concerning the one that's going to make America great again. You really can't make it up. You really cannot make it up. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, verse 51, 52, also reads 63 and 68 of Deuteronomy 28. Because this is the obvious as to what's going on. Now, I just played a video for you, audio for you, of a police officer talking about how the government is creating a civil war. And he's asking the question, and I'm noticing, friends, that these are military-age men that Biden allured then into the country. And he's asking the question why they're throwing rocks that were delivered and are being delivered all over the country, just like during January 6th. To go ahead and nail the agency's trucks with them. And as they're doing so, they're doing nothing in response. Americans, I'm here to tell you right now, they're not going to be deported. You can go ahead and mark my words. They can go ahead and put on the little song and dance and put on their little pony show, dog and pony show for you, in highlighting stories that probably don't exist, that talking about how they rounded these people up and they've exported them back to the country. Remember, they've been in this country and they've been exported how many times, and they're still committing crimes against the American people. And somehow or another, you think that this is just all going to go away because old Donald's in office. You are sadly, sadly mistaken. The police officer is highlighting the fact that this is all being created, okay? And I want to finish this so you guys can hear it and see it on social media platforms. By the way, again, if you want to call in, again, that number is 281-845-4704. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's listen to the rest of what this police officer has to say.
They're dropping off these pallets of bricks. Why?
All over the country, they're being dropped off, friends. Pallets of bricks. Just like January 6th.
Because they want to get violent and the police won't do anything. So then what? Patriots like you and I, it'll make us want to go in and fight.
Listen, I want to say this right now because he's saying they want to incite the people, the Patriots, to stand up and fight. I want to tell you this right now. The reason the federal government is acting outside of their scope of authority in a rogue fashion is because the Patriots in this country have forfeited that position over to the corrupt that are assailing them today. That's exactly why it's happening. Look to the example of our forefathers. Again, you cannot make up what's going on here, Americans. Now, I want to go back and again ask the question that one of our contributors asked, Michael Snyder from the Sons of Liberty Media.com. He said, who's been spending enormous amounts of money to equip the protesters in Los Angeles with brand new riot gear? Well, if you don't mind, I always like to give it to you straight from the individuals, and I want you to see it for yourself, and I want you to hear it for yourself. This is a piece by the controlled operatives in Fox News, and this one covers the fact that someone's supplying the rioters. They're being given earplugs, gas masks, and also water bottles to throw at the police. Okay, and they're doing this in the face of 7 million Californians. That's the great wonder here, right? So let's go ahead and take a look and a listen to this really quick, just so you can see, folks, what I'm telling you is verifiable in the sense of as to what it is that they're reporting to the American people. Some of the stuff that you're going to hear and some of the stuff that you're going to see as well, it wasn't meant for them to catch on film. It wasn't meant to be caught by these useful idiots that are parroting the narrative as they read the teleprompters, okay? So you got to pay attention to what it is that they're saying and what it is that they're doing. This headline here is police clash with protesters in Los Angeles. Listen carefully.
Agitators look like, and I'm seeing a decent amount of them out here right now. Always dressed in black, always with face coverings.
Always dressed in black, always with face coverings, okay?
As I told you earlier, Sean, a lot of people were showing up here.
A lot of people are showing up here.
Gas masks, water bottles, not to drink. A lot of those water bottles are being...
And they're assailing our police officer who have no idea as to why it's even happening in the first place, right?
Things crossing the line here in Los Angeles.
So the government's using your family members that are in the police force, or the law enforcement, as expendable.
We're not seeing any of them in the streets. The National Guard, they're basically...
I'm trying to figure out where the militia is. Where are the American people to deal with these illegals that were allured in by the federal government? See, the people are all being distracted looking at the illegals. They're not dealing with the corrupt politicians that allured them in, nor is Donald Trump. Why? Because he's a part of this little game that's being played on the American people. They're paid provocateurs, friends. They're paid provocateurs. Okay? Look at this. And as I'm highlighting this, friends, you're seeing these paid provocateurs. They all have their faces covered up. And again, keep in mind, they're all being bussed in. They're all being supplied with earplugs, water bottles, bricks, the whole shebang, and masks.
And every
Okay. So in showing you that, I wanted you to see that first and foremost, and I wanted to go ahead and share that information with the listener on social media platforms or on radio platforms across the country as well. Now, what I also have here, friends, and I want you to catch this, is what's amazing about this, again, this is being played over and over and over and over again in the face of the American people, in the ears of the American people, and they still cannot see this for what it is. I want to show you something really quick, and again, I'll go ahead and paint the picture to our affiliates on radio. But it's a brand new picture. You guys are all aware of the fact that George Soros is funding over 65, I believe, said representatives in this country. Many of them are, in fact, attorney generals. They're all bought and paid for, which goes back to the fact that I've shared with you, friends, that they are installed. There's no question about it. Well, going back to California concerning what's allegedly going on there right now, you guys all the well know that Gavin Newsom, in fact, was recalled a couple years ago. You all remember this, right? Gavin Newsom was recalled. Matter of fact, they had over 250,000 votes that weren't even needed to recall him. The powers that are tolerated by the people in that particular state, they cast into the teeth of those people that were not going anywhere. Gavin Newsom remains. And I brought up George Soros because I want you to see who these guys are hanging out with, because it was Gavin Newsom that was threatening the federal government and the people in the state of California to come. He was literally saying, come and arrest me. Come and arrest me. Folks, this should tell you who these people are. They're defending the very illegals that they allured into the country, and they're endangering the lives of the innocent. They're endangering the lives of our military sons and daughters. They're endangering the lives of our law enforcement, and they do it with a big smile on their faces. If you're asking the question right now, what does George Soros have to do with Gavin Newsom? Well, if you look to the right there, that just happens to be his son. The son of George Soros. George Soros said that America was, in fact, that which impeded the global order, the New World Order. Now, I also want you to remember something, and now just listen carefully, because this is exactly what's going on. Biden is ordered to flood the country with illegal immigrants. He did that, and the American people let him. Trump is then ordered to illegally gather citizen data through Dodge. That's what he's doing right now. Dodge. Give it to Palantir and make its illegal use legal in an emergency. It's exactly what they're doing. See, because people somehow or another don't realize that Newsom was ordered to organize the emergency with agent paid provocateurs. And all this happens smoothly because most Americans still believe in sides and parties when it's really one big relay race targeting American freedoms. That's exactly what it's always aimed at, friends, me and you. Organized by a force above government who controls all of these actors. And actors they are. And they're bad actors. And Americans, they all need to be lawfully rounded up by the people in this country. And justice needs to be brought upon their heads. Isaiah 51, verse 4. We're going to come right back to this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of Liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalies rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, I wanted to let you know, too, you know what's really coming around on social media feeds? They're still talking about how the whole crisis, the last crisis, was a fraud, as they're creating another crisis. And I just brought this up a week ago. I said, isn't it interesting how the government always keeps you in a perpetual state of fear? And that you're supposed to just rally behind them regardless of what it is. Do you realize they're the ones responsible for creating it? Oh my goodness, folks. Oh my goodness. It's something that you just cannot make up, to say the least. I wanted to go over, some people don't know what DOGE is. It's a Department of Government. Notice the word efficiency. Whatever they name it, you can rest assured the definition of how they've named it. It means just the exact opposite. This is what Satanists do. And this is what the minions of hell look like. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. And again, there's nothing new under the sun. And then I talked about Palantir. This is a technology corporation, which is a software company that develops data analytics and platforms. And this is exactly what Donald Trump is using against the American people. I wanted to show you this too. While you're being completely sidetracked and distracted so easily once again, outside of the obvious, you're always being distracted from something, right? Our friend Alex Newman, all of you Americans, I want you to understand this and pay attention to this. But our friend Alex Newman had shared with us that private schools, beware, this was his headline, if not removed, a provision in the said good guy GOP-backed big beautiful bill, the one that Donald Trump is selling you, could threaten the independence of private schools and force them to obey expensive and draconian federal mandates. I just want to tell you again, Americans, I know that you don't understand, for the most part, that you are to resist tyranny, that our forefathers did just that. They taught us to resist tyranny in obedience to God. But what's going to happen, friends, is this, if it gets pushed through, this is exactly, they're forcing people to obey their unconstitutional policies. That's what they're doing. Okay, and why did they do that again? Jesus said, the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They don't take the time to understand that they're being lied to, and they don't take the time to understand that their rights don't come from the generosity of these corrupt scoundrels. They come from God. And if you're not willing to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, then this is what you're going to end up with. You're going to have to submit to them, right? Because you don't understand resistance. Let me say it this way, just so you all understand. They don't have lawful authority to demand you to do that which you did not delegate authority unto them to do. They're acting rogue. They're acting as if they are foreign to the American Constitution. Well, not only are they acting, but it's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing right now. I want to bring you over to another video here and audio. And I want you to hear carefully, folks, as to what this one brings about. It shows you the actual drop-offs and the supplies that are being dropped off. I want to take it a step further. And I would like for all of you to go ahead and write this down. They're going to continuously, incrementally break down society where you have no authority whatsoever or power to stand or resist them. What they don't want you to know is you have all that power and authority right now. Matter of fact, let me take it a step further than that. Because you're not on the offensive, you need to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. Okay? I want you to understand, folks, that it's going to get to the point where they're going to disarm you if you allow this to go any further than where they're at right now, because they're already working on it under the new Attorney General and Donald Trump. Folks, over 500 new what they call legislative acts were implemented under Donald Trump's first 500 days. Forgive me. The first 500 days of his first tenure, he enacted over 50 legislative acts to disarm the American people, as he was saying to you that he's the most pro Second Amendment president in American history. He was doing just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. But this is what I want you to write down. Write it down. Go ahead and say Bradley Dean said this on June 12th, 2025 at 2:38 p.m. It's going to get to the point, friends, where you're going to be overrun, and these individuals that have been allured in, these military-age men, not just coming from the southern border, but from all over the world, the Chinese, the Muslims, so on and so forth, they're going to mysteriously be armed by the same agencies that are arming these street, they're called anti-ICE protesters right now, but they're going to be armed one day, and you're going to be disarmed, and it's going to be all over for you. And I'm telling you that for the very purpose that the Lord will not leave himself without a witness. Again, this falls to a people that refuse to repent before a just and a holy God. They refuse to keep his commandments. The fruit of repentance is found in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. And that fruit is to be found in very few in this country. And most of those that actually bear that fruit, somehow or another, you've allowed the media to cast into your minds that these guys were a bunch of lunatics when, in fact, they were a bunch of righteous Christian men obeying the laws of the Constitution that you disobey at every given turn. As do you allow the politicians to disobey them as well. Why? Because you like their character. You like their personality. Well, you might want to read the second commandment because the Lord told you not to do that. That's creating a God to suit your sin. And you're serving the arm of the flesh rather than a spiritual God who blesses you. Yesterday, I had went and seen a movie, a documentary movie by a guy by the name of Timothy Mahoney. I mean, 99% of it is what I've been preaching since day one. It's called for the American Miracle. And the acting wasn't all that great, but the content was fantastic. If you get a moment, do yourself a favor and go watch it. Because he was talking about the price paid for our freedoms as well. And I could only suspect that if the American people really truly seen the price paid for their freedoms, they would tolerate none of this. Starting in the People's White House. Starting in the legislative branch. Starting in the executive branch. Starting in the judicial branch. From the very top to the very bottom. And to those that don't know the difference, I want to reiterate the point that federal government is the tail that is now wagging the dog concerning the states. Why? Because the governors, the installed governors throughout the United States of America, are compliant with those in federal government because they're all installed doing the same things for the same one pulling their strings. And this is what you can do with scoundrels. This is what you can do with extorted men, friends. And it's exactly what's going on. Why is the federal government dictating everything? I want to tell you why. Because what they did in 1913, during a Christmas break, mind you, they went and implemented something called the IRS. And what did that do? Well, it unconstitutionally was created first and foremost. And if you haven't seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, do yourself a favor and see it. Because that movie, the said senators and congressmen during that time did not want the American people to see it. It was called Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. But going fast forward here, friends, what I want you to understand is when the IRS was created, what they did is they then put their claws on every individual throughout the United States of America by what they deemed an income tax. I'm not a tax protester. I'm just telling you how they're garnering control over the people. And yes, I know we have a 10th Amendment, but the governors are just as bad, if not worse, than what you're seeing in federal government right now. And we see that they're not at war with each other. They're not holding each other accountable. No, they're actually working against us together. We lose and they win every single time. And if that's not true, then don't listen to a word that I'm telling you right now. But folks, you have to understand that we have constitutional authority to put a stop to this, and it's we the people that need to lawfully do this. Because they're the ones responsible for creating what it is that you're seeing. And this isn't going to be the last one. You're going to see the last one when you let them know that you're not going to put up with it anymore. You're going to see the last one when you hold every single one of them. And I'm talking about the Marjorie Taylor Greens. I'm talking about the Senator Cottons. I'm talking about all those that have been sold as the good guys to you that have not brought justice that guards our liberty. They are compliant. They are accomplices to the crime. And they are on this same team. And guess what? We're not on that team. Because if we were on their team, friends, we would understand perfectly as to what's going on. And I'll tell you, one of the things that they don't give the American people is the justice that they swore to give the American people. And looking to the example of our forefathers, friends, what was it? What was it that we will not tolerate this? And you can find that in the Declaration of Independence. So, in saying all of that to say this, how do they have control of the American people? Well, they have the purse strings. And look what they're doing with the purse strings, friends. They're literally reallocating your tax dollars to whatever it is that they're creating all of these agencies, which at length they are using them against you, Americans. And remember, they are the ones, over 87 agencies have been armed to the hilt with military-style weapons. These agencies that have been created are being armed by the federal government, and you better start asking some real question as to why they are being armed against the American people. Now, going back to this, I do want to play this video. I want you to listen to this, and I'll get to it right on the other side of the break. But I do want to give you the resolve. And here's the resolve. We have another contributor, Daniel Greenfield. He said, if you would just arrest the representatives, the riots would stop. Oh, my goodness. 25 years later, and somebody finally said it. Whoa. And yet I've read it 10,000 times. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Yeah, they're just tying the noose, aren't they? Just tying the noose. I want you to see, and I want you to hear this. I want you to see for yourself, friends, how they're being armed. You have these useful idiots, these controlled operatives, along with Fox News, because they're no different. They're just a little bit better than the other guy, but they advocate all the agendas that are being literally shoved down your throats in this country. And if you look at the owners, you'll understand why that is and who controls the narrative. But if you look at this, friends, what you're going to see is you're going to see these protesters, these military-aged men that were allured into your country by both federal and state governments being armed. And they're asking questions. I don't need to say too much here. I just want you to go ahead and hear it for yourself.
You could get hit by a rubber bullet or a rock that's being thrown from protesters towards police as well. As it looks like, yeah, we have people right now, look at this, dropping off food and water. I mean, they're
military-aged men, friends.
Right now.
interesting to see that.
All of them males. All of them males except the lady delivering the product in a brand new black truck.
Different organizations.
How come this person's not being arrested, friends?
Some of these protests, this is more, she said, organic, and maybe that's what you're
saying. Hey, folks, you have the fox in the chicken coop guarding the chicken coop. That's what you have here.
That doesn't look like food.
Yeah, those are...
Looks like masks.
Yeah, no, those are masks. Yeah, so people are prepping.
So why is it that they're covering their faces? I was just in California. It was absolutely beautiful out.
It's a different scene than what
we saw. Intersection, like a
military-aged men. All of those illegals that Gavin Newsom, in this particular case, allured in are being supplied. Hey, friends, not only are they being supplied, but they're also paid provocateurs. You need to understand that. Remember how I was talking about the reallocation of your tax dollars? Guess what? How many of these agencies over the last 15 years in our country, how many of these agencies have we found where they've literally had millions and millions and millions of dollars go unaccounted for? That's your money. And bringing it up to the present, isn't it interesting that it's going to be so easy to end your national deficit, Mr. Donald Trump? Did you know that during his last criminal tenure, did you know that he added $8.6 trillion to the national deficit? Guess who that's laid on, friends? Your kids. Since when was it the politicians, and when was it, and since when was it, and is it, that the politicians have a free hand to go ahead and reallocate your money at will? Okay. All right. As long as I said that, I just wanted to make sure everybody got it, right? One of the things that I highlighted during the end of the last segment here was another contributor on sonsoflibertymedia.com. His name is Daniel Greenfield. And I want to say this, and I want you to listen carefully. Again, when I make reference to Article 2, Section 4, you are supposed to impeach for the smallest of infractions. That means misdemeanors. And it also includes treason. They're all guilty of treason. Okay? And you know what the penalty for treason is, right, Americans? It's the death sentence. Okay? You can look at both federal statute concerning 1824, 8 U.S.C., and you're going to find exactly what I'm telling you to be true. Also, the crimes that are committed by the illegals, the ones that allured them in illegally, the said governors and mayors, they're responsible personally for the crimes that they committed. But as long as you didn't know that, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, right? Okay, so knowing that, friends, and looking at what I'm looking at right now, which I'm going to highlight on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I've been doing radio for 25 years. I have never one time heard anybody say the obvious. I remember years ago, Stan Monteith had me on his show continuously. And I remember he asked me a question, and I had told him, I said, Stan, I just want you to understand something. We're hated by all of these countries that want to come in and destroy our country because of what the American people have allowed the politicians to use our military for concerning their countries that did nothing wrong. That's why they want revenge on us. Okay. And I remember him pausing and saying, I've never heard anybody say that anymore. I've never heard anybody say that. It is the most obvious answer concerning corruption in government is not only to impeach them, as I already made reference, Article 2, Section 4, but also to prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Why is the answer that you all claim that you want, why is it out of sight and out of mind? Do the governors have a lawful right to attack your Christian constitutional heritage? Do they have a right to attack your family? Do they have a right to tax without representation? No, I mean, folks, that's the tip. Do they have a right to murder babies? Do they have a right to redefine marriage? Do they have a right to do this and a right to do that? Absolutely not. But they do it because they see the people are afraid the media might come after them and call them names. I mean, don't consider the boys that sacrifice themselves to give you the freedoms that you have in the process. Hey, folks, again, in reference, I'm looking for a reformation here. But the only one that's going to bring about that reformation is the American people, because the politicians are the ones that are guilty of committing the crimes. You want to call in 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And I want to answer what our contributor, Daniel Greenfield, had to say on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Here's the novel idea. You ready for this, Americans? He said, just arrest California's representatives that the people didn't vote in, mind you, and the riots will stop. What I said to you earlier, the media's got you distracted concerning the illegals that are allegedly rioting right now, that are paid to do so, that are being supplied by these agencies right now. And folks, see how far they're willing to go? But if the American people would turn their sights on those that are responsible for alluring them into this country, holding them accountable, and then dealing with the illegals simultaneously, this would all end in a day. And even if the people in the state of California or Minnesota or wherever else this is happening right now rose up against their said representatives and impeaching them and prosecuting them, it would be all over. Even the illegals would flee, because they would then see that they couldn't go to the welfare office and live off the American people that the governor allured them in on concerning the incentive. Do you understand? It's not scriptural, first and foremost. You don't work, you don't eat. Read your Bible, friends. It's all there. Two references. 1 Timothy and Thessalonians as well. 2 Thessalonians. Arrest California's representatives and the riots will stop. Boy, that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I know people are somehow somehow entertained listening to all the corruption rain down on their children and their grandchildren, and they do nothing about it, and somehow this pleases them. But that's the answer. That's the answer you claim you want, Americans. Who's going to do it? Because our forefathers told us the people have to do it. The people have to do it. Here, let me show you how far they're going. This is the weaponization. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is warning ICE agents that he will see to it that their identities are known to the public, including the cartels, MS-13 and TDA. This is nothing more than another promotion to incite the people. Hey, let me incite you to do the right thing. Hold these criminals accountable. Because when you hold these criminals accountable, you're not going to be seeing this on the news anymore. The only thing that you're going to see is a bunch of said representatives that are going to operate in such a fashion that they're supposed to operate through the delegation that we give them concerning what it is that defines what they can operate in and by, and nothing more and nothing less. You have representatives saying, concerning those that are allegedly trying to put a stop to this, that's not what we're seeing at all. He's warning them. We're going to let those illegals that we allured in, we're going to let them know your identities. I'm telling you, folks, it's nothing more or less than to incite the American people. But again, and put your scope in your crosshairs where they aim small, miss small. Deal lawfully with those that are creating these crises in the first place. And yes, Donald Trump, without a doubt, is a part of all of this. There's no doubt about it. Right on cue. They're playing off each other, folks. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours.